It's the Community Spotlight on KUAF. I'm Pete Hartman in the Furman Garner Performance Studio, along with Moshe and Hamza Newmark of Fayetteville. Guys, thanks for coming up today.
You are so welcome.
Thank you, Pete. Thanks very much. Glad to be here.
Hamza, I thought we'd start with you with the actual history of Bridge of Peace.
Yes.
And I love the, and I'll probably butcher this, Puente de Paz.
Puente de Paz means Bridge of Peace.
Okay. How did this start?
Well, and the reason why it is Bridge of Peace, Puente de Paz, because our initial work was in Nicaragua during the Contra War. We built gravity-fed water systems in places that did not have a good water source. And, you know, during a war, refugees flee into certain places and crowd the places. And the infant mortality was rising very high in this particular town because the water was actually just from a stream.
In 2011, Hamza and Moshe began focusing on the war in Syria, and in 2013 began humanitarian aid to that region.
Things have gotten so much worse. Syria has become the killing field now. There are 25 different countries involved in fighting there, trying out their weapons. It's a total nightmare. But I'd like to focus on the work we're doing, because we're not political. What we focus on is at least give some assistance to the victims, which are always civilians. And right now, and actually it's been for a while, the focus of destruction are civilian houses, marketplaces, schools. So our work is to support at least some of the families, the children.
Yeah, we don't send over anything. We provide financial aid to some very trusted people that are working there on the ground. And because everything they need is there, it just has to be purchased. But to give you an example, these are basic necessities: water, shelter, blankets, clothing, baby milk, education. And to be very specific, we've delivered tons of emergency food. We have delivered thousands of thick, warm blankets and coats and boots and hats and scarves and gloves for the children especially. We built a water system for 1,500 refugees that have clean, potable water. We've constructed 14 houses to help with shelter. We have built, our primary project has been a school called the Bridge of Peace School, which now allows 300 children to get an education.
For more on the efforts of Moshe, Hamza, and others, just search online for Bridge of Peace Syria. The Community Spotlight on KUAF, where local matters.